The next patient is Mr. Robert Sheet. I'm going to spell it S-C like in Charlie, H like in hotel, E like in echo, I like in India, D like in Delta, and T like in Tango. Sheet. The first name is Robert. This is a clinical case of an 87-year-old white male that we have been following in this clinic because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. The patient has evidence of a smaller than expected right kidney is 6.9 centimeters with a cortical thickness of just 0.64. The parenchyma has a lot of cysts. The left kidney is 10.4 centimeters with a cortical thickness of 1 centimeter, also with multiple cysts. In other words, this patient has a significant nephrosclerosis with hyperechogenicity, and that is the explanation for the CKD3B. The patient has a proteinuria that oscillates between 800 and 900 milligrams of protein in 24 hours. He remains with a BUN that is in the lower 30s and with an estimated GFR as of November 17 of 2022 of 31, which is a stable period. Number two, arterial hypertension. The patient shows a blood pressure of 193 over 75, and he has lost 10 pounds of body weight. He's down to 184 pounds. Period. The patient was at the cancer center, receiving infusion of iron, and taking a procrit because of the anemia. He didn't take the blood pressure medications today, and for that reason, we think that this is elevated blood pressure. At home, he says that he maintains a blood pressure between 130 over 70, 130 over 60. Period. We are asking the patient to monitor the blood pressure for 2 weeks and bring the blood pressure cuff for us to compare and make sure that this blood pressure is under control. Following number, the patient has anemia that is most likely associated to the CKD, treated at the cancer center with iron infusions and ESA, Echo Sierra Alpha capital letters. Following number, the patient has hyperuricemia, is taking allopurinol, 100 milligrams POBID. Following number, hyperlipidemia on atorvastatin. Atorvastatin ...80 milligrams at bedtime. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that is under control with the administration of protonics. Following number, peripheral vascular disease, status post vascular intervention in the lower extremities and the loss of one toe.
period following number coronary artery disease status post PCI. The patient is taking carvedilol furosemide. Following number diabetes mellitus that is under control. Following number restricted leg syndrome. Following number history of CVA in the past. Following number obstructive sleep apnea. Using the CPAP machine. We're going to reevaluate the case in two months with laboratory workup. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 20 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.